Let us go down to Washington, D.C. to talk to John Carl, ABC News chief, White House correspondent guru. He knows everything that's going on down there. But, John, I got to ask you, you must have been taken a little off guard by the announcement of a summit between North Korea and the United States. That seemed to shock everybody in Washington yesterday.
Absolutely, but to pick up on your New Jersey Transit theme, I guess the story would be if we could tweet out no chaos at the Trump White House, calm day, right. Trump White House.
Well, it was crazy yesterday. No, I mean, you had the
no crazy surprises at the Trump White House.
you had the tariff thing. You had what got totally buried was the meeting with the game people who make the violent video games.
Yeah.
No one's talking about that. I mean, it's crazy.
Well, why were they? This is the big news. So John, tell us what it was like when you heard this news. I mean, the White House press corps must have been stunned.
Well, first of all, what happened is the president ducked his head into the briefing room. Now, you have to understand, that might not seem like a big deal on most days. This is the first time that he has ever been in the White House briefing room, with the possible exception of late at night when there's no reporters around. Now, we don't know. Does he come in and check it out? I don't know. But while the briefing room is open, he has never stepped foot in the briefing room. So he ducked his head out about 5 o'clock and said, South Korea is going to make a big announcement at 7. You know, this is going to be a big deal. You guys got to watch it. I ran into the briefing room when I heard he was in there.
Mm-hmm.
He had already ducked his head back out. So I was like, what the heck's going on? So all the reporters are gathering around trying to figure out because originally he said off the record, but you can't be off the record in the briefing room. And then there was I walked out to go up to ask Sarah Sanders about it. And as I was walking, just me, through the West Wing up towards the press secretary's office, I look to my left down that colonnade and I see the president with Pence just standing there. And I look over, he motions to me to come over to him, and he's about as good a mood as I have seen him in a long time. Mm. He starts saying to me, that South Korean, this is going to be a big thing. You need to be there. You should be there. And my first thought is, okay, so the South Koreans are making an announcement. What, do I have to go to Seoul? I mean, where am I going to go? I mean, what is this all about?
Go on Travelocity.
So I asked him if it was about, negotiations with the North. And he said, it's almost beyond that. It's almost beyond that. And I hope you give me credit. Hope you give me credit.
Wow.
And I stood there talking to him for several minutes. The vice president was with him, didn't say anything, and he even started reminiscing about the campaign. He was like, it was like this chatty, like just hanging out. While this big announcement, we didn't know exactly what it was, and then it was directly Kim Jong-un. We found that out, about at that point, about an hour and a half later.
If that were me, I'd say, where's my camera? Where's my tape? I'd be dying to record this thing. You had a one-on-one with these two guys.
I know. But the thing is, I'm there. I'm alone. If I go back out, and, this is not an area where you have cameras, what could I do? Could I break out my cell phone? Instead, I just figured I would try to get some information out of the guy. But it just a surreal moment, and the kind of thing you just can't imagine. And this decision, it certainly shocked all of us. But you have to understand, this shocked the South Koreans, because they came with an update on the talks, including, by the way, Kim Jong-un says he'd like to meet with you. And then the president suddenly says, you know what? Let's do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nobody expected. I mean, I've covered this nuclear issue now. This is the third president, because I covered it under Bush, covering the State Department. I covered it under Obama. And the idea that there would be direct talks between the heads of state of North Korea and the United States is just mind-boggling. If it were ever to happen under those other presidents, it would have been preceded with months and months and months of negotiations, pre-meetings, other officials.
I mean,
but the idea that the president just said, hey, I'll do it.
John, isn't this why Trump supporters elected him? So he was going to break the model?
I think you're exactly, yes, no doubt. And think about it this way. Those other administrations, and I didn't cover it under Clinton, but it also this all started under Clinton. You had some of the most experienced foreign policy hands, brilliant experts, high stature, your Colin Powells, your Condi Rice's, Hillary Clinton, John Kerry, Dennis McDonough. These are people serious. And what did they do? I mean, it's been an absolute failure.
Nothing.
North Korea now has more powerful missile system, more powerful nuclear capability by far than they've ever had, and they're defying the world. Now, I don't know if this is going to work.
Yeah.
I mean, but we know that the experts didn't get anything done.
Hey, Jonathan, let me ask you, how are the Democrats responding to this?
Not much yet. I think that'll be very interesting to watch. Are they going to come out and say this is an erratic president? How dare he meet? I mean, do you remember during the primary campaign in 2008 when Obama said that he might be open to meeting with Ahmadinejad in Iran?
Yeah.
And Hillary jumped all over him and said, that's irresponsible. How could you meet with? I mean, Kim Jong-un.
Yeah. Wacky man.
It'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see the
All right, Jonathan Carl, ABC.
Hey, Jonathan, that's just great that the president calls you over. Hey, come on over, Jonathan. That's very cool.
And I love it. Jonathan, you still sound stunned and shocked. All right, Jonathan Carl, ABC News, Chief Washington and Chief White House correspondent. Thanks a lot.